the corner of my eyes, I saw this creature, which was over 6 foot tall, with feathers. It just looked like a giant bird, but yet a man. And it was standing with its shoulders and its neck down like this. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing and panicked. And when I tried to run, I couldn't.
Hey, everybody, this is Mothboy Matt.
This is Mothboy Michael.
You know who it is.
It's Mothboy Jake.
It's King
Just
Prodigy.
Jake in the house.
Hell
King
yeah,
Prodigy.
Dude. Hell yeah, dude. And?
And we are Mothboys. Prodigy, man. That's all. We're a podcast, Mothboys.
That's all
we're
I have
a podcast.
To say.
Cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown.
I'm a fire starter.
A twisted fire starter.
For anybody
that
doesn't,
what's up, Mikey Parks?
So for anybody that doesn't know what Prodigy is, explain what Prodigy is to our fans.
Do you like the Matrix soundtrack? It sounds like that.
Yeah.
I think the Prodigy had to be on the Matrix soundtrack.
Probably. Yeah.
They were like.
I know Meat Beat Manifesto was on there.
Yes, they were. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just
but it's a great, great band.
They were like, I don't know how to describe them. They're just fucking tight as hell, brother.
Mikey Parks' favorite band.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to our friend Mikey Parks, if he's listening to us.
Yeah, Prodigy, man.
Hell yeah. All right, boys, listen, it doesn't matter how either one of you are doing or how I'm doing. We just need to talk about the Mothman Festival. That's what we need to talk about.
I want to talk about practicing Santeria, personally.
Well, maybe another episode, okay?
Okay, everybody at home, vote Santeria or Mothman Festival.
I'm looking at the polls,
I'm voting.
The live polls.
Yes.
And it comes in Santeria. Santeria wins.
No, at the last second, a write-in. It said more Vern Troyer.
More
Vern Troyer jokes. That's what people want to hear.
Vern Troyer. Just another little piece of Vern Troyer history. Did you know Vernon's ginger ale, his great-grandfather started that, and he is now the heiress to the Vernon ginger ale empire? Which is wild.
Makes sense. I always wondered.
From beyond.
Yeah, I called Mr. Vern up on the Ouija board, and I said, "What was it like working with Mike Myers?" And he said, "Dope." That's all.
That's it. Yeah, that is it.
Vern Troyer is a man of few words.
Vernon's ginger ale. Oh, behave. That's why their slogan is "Oh, behave," because. You know.
All right, Mothman Festival, boys. Let's do it.
Holy crap. That was wild. Mothman Festival is always wild. We had so many people just constantly around our booth. Wild. It was so cool. It was awesome. We had a blast.
Yeah, some people said that Mike's absence was the reason why we were doing so well.
Yeah.
Is that what people said?
Yeah, actually.
Wow. Okay,
it was an increase.
So the problem with us and people. So the problem with us not selling anything and not getting any fans is probably because of me. Is that what we think?
Yeah.
Survey says
the stats don't lie. You know what I mean? What is it? Samoa Joe, the math doesn't lie.
125 1/3%.
Yeah.
No, but for real, people were very sad. Multiple people wanted to take pictures with you.
Yeah.
Dude,
and someone wished I was the one not there instead of you. So.
Right. Well, I can just tell everybody I had COVID. Me and my little baby boy had COVID, so we couldn't make it. And yeah, it was a bummer. It happened like the night before Mothman Festival too. So yeah, it's my baby's second time going through it. So yeah. So he's a tough kid.
But you know, he's like 25 now, so like his immune system's at
his immune
peak
system
performance.
Is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
When that joke comes up, I laugh at it every time. I think it's hilarious. He's actually 36. So.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just saw him. Ooh. I just saw him not long ago. He's growing so fast, you know? Speaking of kids, at the Young Mothman Scamp Festival, there was this kid, and we were just by the table, and all of a sudden we heard someone say, "Oh my God, is that the Moth Boys?" Like, at the top of his lung, and it was a little kid. He must have been like 8 years old. And he's like, "You guys are my favorite podcast." And he was talking about like episodes. And he's like, "Guys, can I get a picture with you?" It was like the sweetest fucking thing in the entire world.
That's awesome.
And me being the idiot that I am, the whole ride home, I thought about this. And I'm like, Whams, he has his mistaken for someone else. And then when he got home, he just realized his mistake.
He's like, "Oh, shit. Damn." Oh.
That's not... I was like, "Oh, that kid was too stoked for us." Like, I was like, driving home, and I'm like, "Oh, he's definitely not talking about us." Because when I'm alone with my thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing is that he recognized us by face because he was off to the side when he said it. He didn't see our merch. He didn't see anything like that. There was just like a, "Oh my God, is that the Moth Boys?" It was just very sweet, and it made so that, even more that entire that. Event. It was very cool.
We met a lot of people, signed a lot of autographs. Everybody who brought me Little Debbies, I really do appreciate it. I had not had to make a single stop on the way home. I had a 6-hour car ride after Mothman Festival, and I have to stop for snacks once, so I really do appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
Matt and I signed zebra cakes.
We signed zebra cakes. We did. And there was, I think that went to they called themselves the Lizard Crew. And they gave us a signed package of oatmeal cream pies.
Okay. What's up, Lizard Crew?
Yeah. So it was really cool. We hung out with so many great people, sold out of almost all of our merch. We had maybe 3 shirts left.
Dang.
I double-fisted Mothman root beer.
Hell yeah. That's the best part about it, man.
And then we met the Carpetbagger. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Is that his God-given name? Is that?
Yes.
Is it Mr. Carpetbagger? Is that
Mr. Carpet? Yeah, it's his first name. Oh, okay. Carpet, middle name. Bagger, third.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
But thank you for putting us in the video.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that. Thank you. Jake showed me his stuff. It's awesome. It's fantastic. Everyone else, it's funny because when we posted the picture of us and him, people are like, "Whoa, the Carpetbagger was talking to you guys?" Like,
yeah, people sent me clips of like, "Oh, you made the video." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
Yeah, that's sick.
Mr. Carpetbagger himself. Yeah. That's awesome.
What else happened? We sold a lot of merch.
Did you guys see Mothman or no?
We saw a bunch of Mothmans.
Okay, yeah, other Mothmen and Mothwomen.
Moth people.
Just Mothmen. Yeah.
Like, it was everywhere. Shout out, probably give shouts out to the organizers because it was crazy as hell. Mm-hmm. But it still always feels like very organized, very safe. You never feel overwhelmed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I've been at places with lesser people where I felt like, "Oh, this is fucked up." But they always do a good job. Shouts out to them. You have to invite us back next year because Mike wasn't allowed to be there. So
yeah. And I really wanted to make it to the Friday night showing of Mothman Prophecies at the campground there in Point Pleasant. And that was a bummer. I didn't make that. But yeah. So hopefully next year they do the same thing. I heard Richard Gere was here this year. He was hiding in the crowd somewhere, I heard.
Yes. It was Richard Gere in a Richard Simmons cosplay.
Yeah, exactly. So if anybody can confirm that, just hit us up. That's cool. I'm glad you guys had a good time. It seemed like a blast.
People were really sad about you. Legitimately.
Sure. Yeah.
And a bunch of people say you should start doing lectures on Gray Barker.
I'd be down for that.
That'd be, people that, like Yeah, that's something that's been talked to by a lot of people.
Right.
And we have to push you. We have to do it publicly. Bring it out so you can't back
we
out.
We
want to
push you in public.
Yeah, we could commit that.
Like downstairs or something.
We want to push you around. Well, we will.
Well, we will.
Not the stupid Barbie version. The real Rob Thomas version.
The real Rob. The actual good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Ryan Gosling, who? Rob Thomas has the better jawline. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. So everybody, so this episode, I'm gonna explain it the best I can. I don't think we came up with a name or anything for it, but we're kind of like re-recording an episode, but adding to it too.
Yeah,
we fucked up the last time we recorded this.
Yeah. I rewrote an episode the last time we recorded it. It sounded like shit, but I rewrote the entire thing, added some things. It's a brand new episode. Yeah, we just want to go through our catalog and make sure that it's top tier for y'all. You know,
the Mulligan series.
Yeah,
this is the Mulligan series. So we're each gonna like throughout. We got the Spooktacular starting in the future.
Yes.
So the Spooktacular, but occasionally we're gonna pull out the Mulligan series, where it's one like the recording wasn't great. We just we
can add facts. Facts to it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you'll see occasionally ones of these, but it's not going to be too frequent.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know. But we also will warn you, if there's any great jokes on the old versions, you might want to download them.
Yeah.
Because once this episode's released, we're deleting the old one.
Yep.
So nobody will be able to save it, because once this one comes out, nobody will know that we've said this, because they'll be like, oh, you told me to delete it. Oh, it's already gone. I already saved it. Well, it's already gone.
Well, so the old one, it was great. Good placeholder. But we're mature now. So.
Yes. Yeah. And let me tell you something. We're not going to do this often, but we do have a few that we want to do. And you know why? Because we're as close to perfect as you can get when it comes to a podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's tight. Yeah, so I don't know what to say. I mean, let's just freaking get into this.
Yeah, I personally think episodes 1 through 100 need to be redid. But
all of them.
We're starting.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
Starting again.
We're already perfect. I'm trying to find a 11 out of 10.
Yeah,
we're at a 10 out of 10 right now.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So let's do this Mulligan series.
Yep. Boom, baby.
All right. So. On this episode of Moth Boys, we revisit the Sierra Sounds with all new information.
Wait,
and
we
updated...
did this topic before?
Yeah, we...
Sierra Sounds.
I thought you were doing dragons.
God, I want to do a part two of dragons. The first episode, first dragons episode was fantastic.
Someone did come up to us and said that the dragons episode was their favorite episode.
Yeah,
no joke.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a pity one. It wasn't like a pity. It's our favorite.
The Sierra Miss Sounds.
Yeah.
Sierra Miss Sounds?
Hell yeah.
The Sierra Miss Sounds.
I bet you we made that joke last time.
I bet we did.
Because we're so original. This is going to be something.
This is going to be a good one. This episode we are going to go over the most controversial, but also one of the most compelling pieces of evidence for Bigfoot. It consists of multiple recordings by Al Berry and Ron Moorhead.
Moorhead, that sounds good to me, right?
I knew Jake was going to say something. I knew it.
And then Al Berry, founder of the BlackBerry phone. I saw a movie about it this year.
Yeah, Al BlackBerry.
That's why the BlackBerry has such good microphone technologies, because he wanted to record Bigfoots.
The year is 1970.
That's a fresh joke. That one was not used last time.
So the year is 1971, up in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. Al Berry was an incredibly skeptical reporter. He was trying to write a piece debunking the Bigfoot myth. He then heard about some hunters that were hearing and seeing mysterious sounds up at the camping area in the mountain. Al Berry then went up with Ron Moorhead. So Ron was a seasoned hunter and outdoorsman, just an all-around manly man, you know, a what macho I mean? You man. Could trust him. Yeah. He's a macho yeah. man. Yeah. You know.
Village People actually wrote the song Macho Man about Ron Moorhead.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
So Moorhead Ron recently fell into the Bigfoot subject after experiencing these strange sounds and finding a plethora of large footprints that seem to just vanish suddenly.
Okay.
So
okay. Yeah. The story's cool, but Matt, plethora? I think yeah. your vocabulary has really expanded yeah. since the last time yeah, we recorded bro. This episode.
I've been learning myself. So soon then, after the trek to their unknown camping spot, Al and Ron heard multiple creatures whistling to each other.
I can't whistle.
So yeah, he heard fucking whistling.
Jake's whistle's my favorite.
It's just someone that's having a hard time breathing.
That's me after walking a couple feet, so.
Okay, so yeah, he heard the whistling along with loud crashing through the trees. The next day, they heard the exact same sounds, almost like recording, but it had just a slight alteration to it. But it was basically the same thing. They then brought the most modern piece of audio recording equipment on the market.
A BlackBerry.
Up to the site. A BlackBerry. Beta version. And then what they caught over multiple trips in to this site would shock and divide the Bigfoot community. And I think this was the case that actually did that. This was the first case that actually divided the Bigfoot community, which isn't that
so
hard to
united,
do.
United we stand.
Mm-hmm. Wow, the Bigfoot community and petty little differences and fights. Wow, never heard of any such
United that. Airlines. Yeah. In these recordings, they captured some sort of language, a primitive language, but a language nonetheless. We have some of the recordings that we would like to play for you, and here they are.
Is the episode over?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
These were dubbed samurai chatter. So that crazy, insane stuff that we just heard, that's called samurai chatter, which was
something out of a Kurosawa.
Yeah.
Interesting Kurosawa. That you were going to say that these were dubbed samurai chatter, which was named after the sound of a battle shout in Yojimbo, which is an Akira Kurosawa film.
Huh. I'm not going to lie. The only reason I know that is because of the song One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like Kurosawa, I make bad films, yeah. but I invent films. Something about I have a samurai.
That's okay. That makes sense.
It's yeah. a great reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they released the recordings, and this hit the Bigfoot community hard. But for some reason, it didn't hit as hard like in pop culture as the Patterson-Gimlin footage.
Because visuals are always cooler. Than
right, right, right. Exactly. And I think
that's why we're a podcast, because yes. we're not cool enough to be visual.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We got faces for radios, though, boys. So, you know, there is that.
Oh, yeah. I'm a beast. People came up to me at Mothman Festival saying, Jake, you sound much hotter on the podcast. And I'm like,
You're like, I'm an alpha male, baby.
They're like, you're a beast in public, but you're a honk on the air.
Well, whether you believe it or not, it is some of the most impressive Bigfoot evidence, and at least has to be looked into and dealt with, even if you're, you know, on the fence about it. During another recording attempt, a bear wandered into camp, and the hunters killed the bear. After that interactions completely stopped. They didn't hear anything from Big Feet again, but the sounds were looked into by linguists, professors, and scientists.
What's a linguist? What's a linguist do?
Someone who studies language. Pasta. Language. Someone who studies linguini.
Yeah, that's what I was Woo-hoo! Thinking. Yeah.
I've been doing that for like an Italian accent, but I think that sounds a little bit like Mickey Mouse more than an Italian man. Woohoo! It's a me! Yeah, so the recording underwent a year-long evaluation at the University of Oklahoma with the conclusion that the sounds were completely organic. What was recorded...
Not to be trusted, Oklahomans.
No, we don't trust the Sooners.
No.
They're a carny folk, you know what I mean? Most of them have either been in the carny or had grandparents that were in the carnival.
Yeah, so, Oklahoma is actually Swedish for carnival folk.
So whatever they say, I'm only listening with half an ear, is what I'm saying. Okay?
That's right. One half of an ear more than most carnies have. Getting gnawed off by the bears and shit. I don't know.
What's funny is that, you know, Vern Troyer is actually from Oklahoma. And he actually started his own sideshow called...
The one in Bubble Boy.
The Bubble Boy. That's what he started, Bubble Boy.
He does have a sideshow in Bubble Boy, Vern Troyer does.
Yeah.
The Jake Gyllenhaal movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's based off of a real story. He's from Oklahoma, started a business, a sideshow business, and then he moved to Hollywood because his dreams were too big for Oklahoma. You know?
Yep.
And that's just a little story about Vern Troyer.
That's a new thing on the show, I guess. That's a new inside joke. Nothing groundbreaking. Just Vern Troyer story.
It's the new Shaq is a measurement. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just tidbits about Vern Troyer.
I guess we could use him as a measurement too.
We could use him as a measurement.
If we want something to sound more impressive, what sounds more impressive? One Shaq or three Vern Troyers?
Three Vern Troyers in a trench coat hiding. Like they're acting like a Shaq.
Yeah. So, getting back to
Shaq challenging Vern Troyer to a one-on-one basketball game, and Shaq thinks he's just gonna win, but then Vern Troyer has three clones, and they're all stacked on top of each other, and then Shaq's like, "I didn't agree to those terms."
That was a good Shaq impression.
Yep.
Sorry.
Okay, episode, keep going.
So, the recording was not altered in any way, and that whatever was making these noises had a much larger lung capacity than humans. It was also concluded that whatever was on the recording had vocal cord range that surpassed human vocal cord abilities. The sounds captured were not coming from any known animal, including human. So there was also Scott Nelson, a professor at Wentworth College.
877 cash now.
Call JG Wentworth.
That's trustworthy.
Yeah, it's really trustworthy. This whole episode is trustworthy so far. Yeah.
We got Mr. Blackberry.
It's an online college. So Scott Nelson, he's a college professor and a former Navy cryptolinguist which means he monitors, analyzes, and translates languages for the military. He is also completely fluent in Spanish, Persian, Russian, and English.
So he's smarter than all of us combined.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's legit.
I barely speak English, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, right. People listen to us. They know we have a very...
have a hard time.
Loose grasp on the English language.
Yeah.
So this guy's a real deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So he... Okay. Concluded that what was recorded was a non-human primitive language. After many studies, the Sierra sounds were never debunked and have stood the test of time as one of the most important pieces in Bigfoot evidence. Now, I do want to mention some high strangeness stuff that occurred in the campsite by Al and Ron that may be connected to the creatures making the sounds.
Bonus content.
Yeah, baby.
You'd have to pay for this. You'd have to pay for this on other podcasts, but not here on Moth Boys. We're giving it to you for free. Yeah.
You lose a couple brain cells. That's how you pay for it.
On more than one occasion, they both heard metal scraping noises in the sky. Not seeing anything.
Well, see, that's normal.
Samurai swords.
That's normal.
Samurai swords. The big feet are actually trained samurai.
Yeah, I think it's just the bear listening to watching samurai movies on his TV.
Yeah.
Dude. And then once they kill Kurosawa the bear, flicks. They stopped. Yeah.
Dude, that's a good theory, man. I mean,
Moth Boys exclusive.
Hell yeah.
And they heard car
that's creepy,
door.
Though.
Yeah, and they heard car doors slamming when they were in their shelter, right? Because their shelter at the camp was basically just like wood in like a teepee formation, very small, extremely small. But they would hear car doors slamming up in the mountains right inside their camp. And when they came out, nothing.
It was just the bear because he had to make sure he returned the movies to Blockbuster before the late fees were applied. So
again,
I just smashing the door.
Jake, I like your theories here, Jake. But what I'm thinking here, so you said the bear is doing all this stuff, but we can make it really scary because they did shoot the bear. Did all this stuff happen after they shot the bear? Was the ghost of the bear?
I think everything stopped after the bear was killed.
Right.
Okay, so
this is the ghost
of the bear, then. That's what's doing it.
Ghost bear.
Absolutely, it's ghost bear.
This is an EVP from the ghost bear.
Hey, guys, get out of here. I'm just a ghost bear.
So
I love martial arts flicks.
I love Kurosawa films. Give me some... Oh, Christopher Robin, give me some honey. Christopher Robin.
You actually kind of sound like him too, like an old Englishman.
Oh, Christopher Robin, give me some honey.
So, years after the event, Ron would make his way up to the campsite multiple times a year.
So, it's like he was chasing that high.
Yeah.
He got that footage, he got that audio, and he's been chasing that high ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Different times he would see mystery lights floating by him in or around that campsite. Ghost bear. That's a ghost bear.
That's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Can't explain that.
Is it as weird as a ghost bear?
No, that's about the weirdest thing.
That's probably the weirdest thing, yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's when Ron Moorhead knew that he wanted to be a dancer.
What? Is that what he does now? He's a dancer now?
he's a dancer. That's when he knew there was something more to the Bigfoot phenomenon. And so he decided to, I know that he wrote the quantum Bigfoot, right? So he thinks there's like some sort of quantum physics going on with Bigfoot. Like, does Ron Moore have
know anything about physics?
You know, I don't know how a farmer gets his hands on enough physics material to understand quantum physics, because I'm pretty sure people who study quantum physics don't understand what quantum physics is.
Yeah.
It's a very meta.
I just feel like Ron Moorhead writing a book about physics. Yeah, Ron Moorhead writing a book about physics is about as trustworthy as me writing a book about dieting.
Listen,
I can write it.
Same,
obese
brother,
Bigfoot.
Same. I take back the meta thing. It is an actual science. It's just real trippy, right? But yes, he wrote a book, and I'm sure he Googled what quantum physics was, and I'm sure he, you know, he got the Spark Notes on it.
Spark Notes.
That's just a good reference, Spark Notes.
Yeah.
So what? So boys. So what we're looking at. So what we're looking at here is.
So he believes that Bigfoot's not like a flesh and blood creature, legitimately.
Yeah, he thinks it's a little of both. I think
a little blood, a little quantum,
and
a little
what
magic,
I was going to say before.
Little,
what I think it is, it's a ghost bear. It's a ghost bear. It's running around the woods. I mean,
this dang old ghost bear is walking around the woods, scaring people like Bigfoot.
Can chalk it up to that, man.
Mm-hmm. Ghost bears. Yeah.
Okay.
The quantum ghost bear.
Now,
dude, let's write a book.
Yeah,
I
should actually.
You should.
Everyone here has heard. Should we do our own Sierra Sounds impressions or no?
Are we doing real or fake, or should we do the impressions?
We are going to do real or fake.
I think we leave the impressions. Let's do the impressions app. Let's do it for the end of the episode, I think.
Yeah, so
okay, so real or fake?
Yes.
Yeah, let's real do or fake. Real or fake.
I'll go first. I'll go first. Yeah, I mean, I think real, I think, and ghost bears is what I think.
Yeah.
So
it's a real ghost bear.
That.
So Mike doesn't think it's Bigfeet. He thinks it's ghost bears, which there's a high chance it is
big
ghost
bear.
Bears.
Yes. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny though, like if you know they killed the bear at the campsite? If they actually just killed a Bigfoot and they're just like too dumb to realize it was a Bigfoot. So
oh,
they like
shit.
Ate it for dinner, so there's no evidence. They're like, oh, we ate that Bigfoot for
Yeah, and it took them like four weeks to eat it, and they had like chew on the bones and stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, that was a Bigfoot? And I thought it was just a little bear.
Little old bear.
That's Jake's theory.
My theory is there was a Bigfoot there. Uh-huh. They killed it. But then Al Berry, he said, that's not a Bigfoot. That's just a bear. And then they cooked it and they made a bearskin suit. And then, so they literally ate the evidence to Bigfoot.
The bears.
Well, I think it does make this story a little bit more credible that you have a complete skeptic going up there and like checking their packs and doing the work, and he's like, yeah, none of these guys were making the sound. I don't know what it was, but I think it's real.
Yeah,
I
guess that's
Bigfoot.
Fair, but for like $20 I could be a skeptic.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, we need a skeptic for this
paid?
Ghost Hunters show. Oh, I'll pay me $30 to be the skeptic.
Easy,
listen,
man. I'd do it for $3.
A reporter though,
easy.
You gotta be skeptical. And he was a reporter.
Wait, do you want me to be? Are you paying me to be a skeptic, a believer, or a denier? What am I being paid?
I want you to be. I just want you to be you, Jake.
I don't know what that is anymore.
I do.
What,
I do think
what
it's
pays
real.
More?
I do think it's Bigfoot. I do think it's language, and I do think that there's also just like there's like some sort of disconnect, right? When people hear it, they automatically become hyper skeptical of it.
It is pretty heinous sounding
because
it is heinous
because it's a language, and it is language, and it's so weird because. It's just never been recorded before. But, you know, what honestly, yeah. When it comes to the animal kingdom, like, what's language? Language is hard to define overall. And, like, I don't know. What makes us so important that we're the only animals that can have language, you know? Because is language birds talking with each other?
It's because, like, we have the guns and they don't.
That's exactly it, man.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, the animals that are communicating to each other, that they're making a certain noise to say, like, hey, there's a predator. Like, what is language? Is it this? Is it us talking? Is it sounds? Like, it's really hard to define that. So I think it was a language. Bigfoot talks. Whatever,
that was deep.
Dog.
I think
that was
I
really
think,
deep. That was really I'm, deep for our podcast. Dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back on my answer, and I'm gonna say it was real. I like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real. It was
Jake. Sweet. Jake.
Yes.
Jake. I'll give you
Matt.
Five,
Matt, turn seven. Off your headphones. For
yeah,
a
turn right. off your headphones.
Off. Okay. Beep.
Jake. Hey, Jake. $5. You say it's real. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Matt, you turn your headphones back on, Matt.
That was my headphones going back on.
I'm the skeptic. I'm the skeptic of the bunch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Yep.
I'm very skeptical, but mm-hmm. you know, Matt, you laid out a good story. You laid out the facts very beautifully, and then you had that really in-depth monologue on
birds or
on
something.
Birds and language.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to genuinely say, as a skeptic, you've won me over, and it is absolutely real.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
wow.
what I'm talking
that's good.
About.
I'll get you your money. I mean, that's good. That's a good answer, Jake. We like
thank
we
you.
Like to
thank
hear
you.
That. Yeah.
Thank you. My Venmo is.
Wow, I'm feeling 10 feet tall. I could take on the whole.
You're feeling
world
Giovanni.
Right now.
Yeah,
but
so we all think it's real, bros. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do an impression, or can I do an impression, or?
Well, Matt, because you're telling the story, so there's a big lack of impressions. So I think you should do it. We all should do the impression of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Matt, I think people missed your impressions because you were telling the story. You were telling everything, so we need your impression at least.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just do Matt. Let's just do Matt. He's the best. So.
Okay.
Dude, how many times have you listened to that?
Yo, that was fucking that's accurate. That's probably your best impression ever.
That was just the recording. That was just the recording.
I can do one better.
Okay.
Okay. That's a little deep throat like Matt's.
Right. Right.
Jake,
that was pretty good. It was decent.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, he's got 2 years, I guess. Now, I'm
okay.
sorry.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Matt's. I want Matt to do his again at the end. But.
Okay. Is that pretty good?
Sounded like you were having one.
Yeah, he's
that was
having
me falling
one.
Off a cliff. Is what that was. Anyways.
Okay, go back to the champion. Matt wins that one.
Yeah, he does. Easy. Woo! Easy
Matt,
win right there.
Do your victory lap.
Yep.
Okay. All right, doing my lap. I'm going to do one more.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Let me try and remember, because I've listened to the recording so many times. Yeah, there we go,
dude. That's sick. Anyways, so we got an event coming up Friday, October 6th. Mark Pellington, the director of Mothman Prophecies, will be in Erie, Pennsylvania for the Erie Horror Fest, and we're helping get the word out about that. They're showing the Mothman Prophecies at the Warner Theater at 9 p.m. There's a Q&A with director Mark Pellington after.
In depth
Q&A. Yes. And
Matt and I handed out a bunch of flyers for that at the Mothman Festival.
Hell yeah.
And some people were looking to legitimately make the drive because this is such a rare appearance. He doesn't do these things.
Mm-mm. So
like there's like people who are working like on it. Like they're like, oh wow, that's insane. I gotta go.
It's a big deal.
So it's a big deal, like because it's not something that just is gonna come near you. Travel to it.
No. No, exactly.
Did you know about one out of every fifth person that we handed a flyer to, basically, as soon as they got it, they were like, ooh, chapstick.
Hell yeah.
To us.
Which I think he's the one who delivers that line.
Chapstick.
Mark Kelly. That is. He is injured
does
cold.
Does injured cold, yeah. So maybe he'll do that during the Q&A.
That'd be dope.
Force him to say chapstick into the mic, people.
Yes. That'd be hilarious. That's what we're going to do when we do our interview with him the next day.
That's right. You got, Moth Boys are doing an interview with him the next day. And we'll be hanging out for the day, selling merch and stuff. And
meet and greet.
Yeah. A meet and greet,
He's doing a meet and greet.
Meet and greet and with the Moth Boys. And I think they're
having, production stills.
Production stills.
Like, Mark Pelleton's doing a meet and greet on that Saturday.
Dude, it's going to be freaking crazy. That's awesome. That's
insane. Like, dude, get your poster started.
And Goblin is performing on Saturday. That's going to be right, in the wild.
Yeah.
Like, how can this is like, how else are you going to spend a Saturday in Erie, PA? There's no
exactly. There's nothing.
Literally in the tri-state region, there's nothing better. Like, this is insane.
Yeah. You don't want to miss this, people. No. So yeah, come hang out with us. Come hang out with Mark Pellington. Come ask him some questions.
Talk about Arlington Road with him.
Arlington Road. Talk about Jeremy. Hell yeah. All right. So be there or be square, bros. Yes. Jake.
And there's all the other events too. Like it starts on the 4th. So
yeah, it's true. I mean, it's like
Night of the Living Dead. They're showing the crazies.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like an all it's like 4-day thing or something.
Take a vacation.
Dude, I'm going to hit up all the fucking days because they're just great. Like everything.
Hell yeah. Yo, Jake, I got a question for you.
Yo.
We got any reviews?
Okay, so we got two reviews.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. Let's hear them.
5-star review. This is from Trick Dash.
Okay.
Greetings from the Mothman Festival. 5 stars. Thanks for the little Debbie cakes. You guys are great.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. I'm sure we gave them. Awesome.
Wait, we have so many little Debbies. We were making it rain, little Debbies.
You were just throwing them out in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have another review, 5 stars from Mexi74. And it says, so glad I discovered these guys. And it says, I came across your table at the most recent Mothman Festival and overheard Jake saying, are you a fan of podcast? Are you a fan of Matt's mom? Well, then you have to listen.
Hell yeah.
That makes sense. I fired up the show, and my 10-year-old son and I listened to several episodes on my 7-hour drive home from the festival. These guys will make you laugh while teaching you everything you ever wanted to know about cryptids and Little Debbies.
Yes.
Keep up the great work, and I'll keep listening on my 40-minute drive to my teaching job. Thanks for helping the ride go fast.
Aw,
teachers love
us. Super cool.
We teach. Yeah. We teach things here.
Thank you.
That's what we do. Yes, thank you.
And I think you can agree that Matt's mom, I guess, also Mike's mom. So
yeah, it's my mom too. Yeah.
She's correct about how great the podcast is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she's left us. She hasn't left us a review though. So no. That's kind of weird. It's a little shady. But okay.
Yeah. And I also have to give a shout out to someone went to our table. He said he was a big fan of the show. His name's Jacob Joseph.
Okay. Mm. What's up, Jacob? Yeah.
What's up, Jacob Joseph?
Mothboy Jacob
thanks
Joseph.
Thanks for coming to visit us.
Hell yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening to our, what's it called again? Mulligan?
The Mulligan, because that's like golf. The Mulligan series. Golf now, so.
Yeah.
The Mulligan series. Baby. Mothboy's Mulligans.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're going to be doing more of these people, so let us know if you like it or not. You know what I mean? And if you want to, if there's an episode out there that you didn't like,
no, I don't want to know that because
God, gonna, like, please don't say tell us
sucked.
That.
All
this
of them.
Episode suck.
People will just send.
We're
the
only
worst
ones who choose what's right.
Yeah, so fuck off. We don't want to hear.
We
it.
Are the only ones who choose. Unless it's dragons, then let me know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.
Well, bye.
Bye. Bye, dragons.
Was Vern Troyer ever in a dragon movie?
I'm sure he had to.
Reign of Fire.
Point.
Was he in Reign of Fire?
He might have been a baby. Yeah.
Stunt double. Stunt double.
He was
in Game of Thrones.
He was Matthew McConaughey's stunt double.
Yeah. And he played Khaleesi's baby dragon in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.